everyone, and welcome to Psychic Sandbox, live on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. This show normally airs weekly on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m., but we have a special show time today of 1 to 2 p.m. This is your opportunity to listen live with host psychic medium Cindy Leacock of Spirit Messages. Playfully and joyfully, the Psychic Sandbox radio show offers tools to expand your approaches to tapping into sacred energy and psychic experiences. Share your exciting experiences on air or get a psychic mediumship reading. If you would like a free reading today, please call in at 646-378-0378 and push number 1 to be put into the queue. And now I give you your wonderful host, Cindy Leacock.
Hi, and welcome to the Psychic Sandbox today. I am going to be doing one question readings, as Courtney said, in the last half hour of the show. So you are definitely going to want to stay with us for the whole show. And don't be shy. If you have a question, just give us a call. Next week, I'm going to be doing past life readings also, as well as the one-minute question, if you want to call in next week. But this week, if you just have something even easy that you'd like to even talk about or a question, please call 646-378-0378. So again, my name is Cindy Leacock, and I'm your radio host today. I am a psychic medium, and I've been studying and using psychic methods since 1973, and I'm looking forward to sharing our experiences together. So let's get started. It's time to play in the psychic sandbox. This hour is all just for you. This is your recess from the challenges of life. So to start, please grab a pen and paper and get yourself a cold drink. Today I'm recommending lemonade. I put up a beautiful blue raspberry lemonade slush recipe on our Tumblr blog for you. And we can make that as a treat for ourselves next week. It's so good. It's the color of the ocean, so you feel like you're in Hawaii or something. You add a slice of lemon. It really makes it beautiful, and it is so tangy, sweet, and thirst-quenching. You will not believe it. So it's simple. It's a lovely treat for yourself, and it's another way to reinforce for you that this is your time to just enjoy your life. Enjoy having some fun, doing some new things. My regular listeners take a restful recess for themselves each week during this hour. So it's also an opportunity for you to really treat yourself. Here's an hour with something fun. And it's a great habit, isn't it, to create fun for yourself? I mean, how many of us take time to really think out, well, what fun am I going to have today? It's more like, I'm going to go get the socks out of the dryer. If you can't rest, then join us in our psychic play today. Please plan for next week at Thursday to rest and relax and bring your lemonade and get settled in. And now you can put your feet up while I discuss the nature of our psychic sandbox. So the psychic sandbox is our metaphor here. The box represents the radio show and our time together. And the sand represents golden, infinite, divine energy. Just as there is endless sand on the beach for everyone, endless sand, there is an infinite amount of divine light for you to take in and do with whatever you want. So we loved recess as kids. And the sandbox, however wet and dirty it was great. We just focused on piling up sand and making castles and sticking rocks and sticks. We did not worry about a thing. Well, just like that, here we are playing in a psychic sandbox, and at recess, I show you different ways to build sandcastles, only these are in the air. Okay, so the Psychic Sandbox radio show gives you a chance to learn, and you're going to try some psychic methods, and anyone can do this, and I'll explain why. So each week, our hour is broken into three parts. First, we learn an invocation, so you know everybody has, you know, a blessing or like at the beginning of a meal or a civic function or some kind of group setting or religion. We invoke the divine energy to bless whatever we're about to do. And doing psychic work, that is extremely important because that is what raises our vibration. And I'll tell you more about that. So what I like to do is to read a story about a type of an invocation that gives us solid evidence that that type of invocation has worked for someone else from somewhere else. Like today it's going to be Spain. So that invocation has worked to the point that they have experienced oneness with the divine energy, cosmic consciousness, however you want to say it, realization, experience of God, oneness. So invocation is what brings in the divine energy into our bodies and raises our vibration. And today you are really going to feel it. I guarantee it. So then after we, excuse me, just one second. Second, after we practice raising our vibration in some new way, then we try a new psychic method. So we've got our vibration up, and then we enter into the vibration of the psychic or the aura, and then we can get information. So today, this is something different for my listeners who've been with me for a while. We're going to focus in our hearts and not in our third eye so much. So I, at the last part of our show, do these mini question readings for you to demonstrate how I've learned to be psychic. I wasn't born psychic. I was born a medium. I had members of my family coming to me, and that runs in my family. My sister has it. My aunt has it. So, but I did not know really how to do a psychic reading, so I had to learn how. So I'm teaching you what worked for me, and it works great. So I will, over time, start to share with you what I'm doing, what I've learned to do to get a psychic message. But we're not going to work on that until you've had more experience. And I love to hear your experiences. When you have a psychic experience, when I have, you know, worked on a method and a show, and you have had some kind of psychic experience from that, I really hope that you will call in, because anybody who shares an experience from one of the psychic methods taught here and share it on air, they receive a prize. Now, we give away something like a fidget spinner or something cute, or we give you a free reading with me. It's a half-hour reading, which costs about $50. And next week, we will be taking one call from someone who has tried one of the four psychic methods we have covered on the show, okay? Those are all on the blog. So the lemonade recipe and the classes on the psychic methods are on the blog. Everything you need to know is on the blog, so let me give you that information one more time. It's Tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R, and then when you put in the search, you put psychic sandbox, all one word. Psychic sandbox, all one word. And if you forget this, you know, just send me an email through my website. So the experience that you have from some of these methods can happen days after you've made an attempt. Because once you take a step forward towards spirit, toward those higher vibrations, spirit's going to take 100 steps back toward you, okay? So I want you to imagine something. Close your eyes. I want you to think about being 8 months old. 8 months old, sitting on the living room floor. Okay? You're watching an adult walk around the room. Okay, you're 8 months old. You have no idea that in a month or so, you're going to be walking. You've been dragging yourself up on the furniture. The adults around you have been lifting up your arms in the air so you can experience walking. But you do not realize you could do this yourself. You didn't even know that it was built into your program. But one day you were up on your feet and someone older said, "Come here, sweetie, you can do it. Walk to me." And in that miraculous moment, you walked. And they cheered. They were so happy for you. In spirit, they are cheering you on. You can communicate with them. They want to talk to you. They want to help you with your life so that you can move through it and get a joyful experience and grow spiritually. They will be just as thrilled that you have made your next milestone being a psychic. And they will cheer you on. And they will keep helping you if you ask. They'll go with you as far as you want to go. So just keep tapping into them and trying, and they will help you. So if you are new to using invocations of divine energy and psychic methods, you don't know that this is built into your program. You don't realize that in a week or two, you could be calling me with a psychic experience. So I want to tell you that I've said again, give me a call if you have something to share, because in that miraculous moment, you will have had a psychic experience that you purposefully intended to occur. How different than kind of a psychic knowing that we've had come up on us spontaneously. No, this is you sitting down, trying, and something happened. And bang, you got information from a higher level of frequency. So let's go ahead with our invocation of divine energy for today. Again, you can read the directions on Tumblr or go to my website and ask me for information on how to get there. So as I said, we go to Spain in the 1500s to learn a centering prayer to invoke divine energy. Francisco de Osuna wrote a book, The Third Spiritual Alphabet. Francisco de Osuna in the 1500s. It's considered a masterpiece of Franciscan mysticism. I want to tell you quickly that every religion has a mystic branch. A religion is for development of character. The mystics have gone a step further from beyond the character development to going into the higher frequencies, working on themselves at a higher level with greater challenges, and eventually they have the experience of oneness. And for most people in religion, they think of it as oneness with God. So Francisco was no different. That's what he was working on. And his third spiritual alphabet was to teach people how to have that experience. Now, our evidence that this worked comes from St. Teresa of Avila. She was born in Spain, again in the 1500s. Her mom died when she was really young, so her dad sent her away to a convent to study, and she became very ill when she got there and had to go back home. So during the time she was sick, her uncle gave her a copy of the third spiritual alphabet, and it was that method of prayer that resulted in Teresa's active mental prayer, her practice of prayer, from 1538 until the rest of her life, the end of her life. She was still doing it. So when she was well enough, she went back to a different convent, and she studied and did her prayer there. And then as she, you know, gained popularity and infamy, she became famous, I should say, she went to the other convent and became the sister superior, I think they call them. And so she taught them how to do this as well. And she'll talk about that in her book, which we'll get to in just a moment. So the theme of this alphabet book is the recollection of the greatest love you have ever felt, which means getting in touch with this indwelling divine love. And her way to recollect this was to go beyond, you know, eating and creature comforts. But her basic thrust was to always keep something she loved dearly in her regular heart, just right in the center of her chest, in her heart. She had Christ or some pictures of nature, some drawings, family members, God. Something was present within herself. And she would focus on that all the time, that love. She would keep that in her heart. So this was not a meditation where she kept still, kept her mind still. She just constantly had a simple representation of something that was very meant a lot to her and made her feel love. So this work, the third spiritual alphabet, was following the example of similar writings of medieval mystics and consisted of directions for examinations of conscience and for spiritual self-concentration and inner contemplation. So again, with conscience, when we're working with our conscience, we're working on our character development. And we're told character development things like the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But as you raise your frequency, you realize that you are all one. And so you don't need those rules anymore. You don't have to develop your character. It's something you're directly experiencing. So let's go to the evidence that Sister St. Teresa of Avila wrote in her book, The Interior Castle. She says, the union of the spiritual nuptials is very different. Here God appears in the soul center, not by an imaginary, but by an intellectual vision far more mystic than those seen before, just as he is. So mysterious is the secret, and so sublime the favor that God thus bestows instantaneously on the soul, that it feels a supreme delight, only to be described by saying that our Lord vouchsafes for the moment to reveal it to his own heavenly glory in a far more subtle way than by any vision or spiritual delight. As far as can be understood, the soul, I mean the spirit of the soul, is made one with God, who is himself a spirit, and who has been pleased to show certain persons how far his love for us extends, in order that we may praise his greatness. He has thus deigned to unite himself to his creation. He has bound himself to her as firmly as two human beings are joined in wedlock, and he will never separate himself from her. That's, again, The Interior Castle by St. Teresa of Avila. Now, had a lot of experiences during her life. First of all, she had direct experiences of very gifted prophecies that came true. She levitated during Mass. She would have to have nuns sit next to her and hold her down so that she didn't upset people at the Mass. She was just so loving that just being in her presence would open people's hearts. So, again, very much like if you remember from our show on Yogananda Paramahansa, he experienced God consciousness in his heart. He realized when he got into that consciousness, that level of vibration, that all of that was coming from his heart. And that is what Teresa experienced as well. Now, the Upanishads were written 7,000 years ago. This spiritual alphabet was written in 1500 AD. These were written in completely different continents, thousands of years apart, and came up with the exact same results. So that's why I'm saying, you know, maybe for you it's sitting with meditation in your third eye or stilling your mind, or maybe for you it's sitting with something in your heart. You know, this is a psychic sandbox. There is no judgment here. Nobody knows what you're going to try, what you're going to do. There's no prejudice. We're just learning how to raise our vibration and what works. And it's very, very divine. I mean, with the greatest reverence, I tell you these things because it is just as the highest experience we'll ever have. So let's just go on to a psychic method that I'd like to teach you today that you will experience a little bit of what St. Teresa did. So what we're going to do is we're going to work on the heart. So, you know, if you want to just touch your heart in the center of your chest there. And what I want you to do is I want you to begin to raise the vibration in your heart to the highest level of love that you have ever felt for any reason. So I'm going to give you some clues. just to give you, get you started about what you might think of. So I'll tell you what I've tried in my heart. First of all, I was raised Protestant, so I have tried Jesus in my heart. I have a guru from India. I put him in my heart. I put the moment that my kids were born, they put that baby in my arms, and I was flooded with the most divine energy I've ever experienced. I put that in my heart. I see the first time I ever saw a mountain with a lake at 10,000 feet. There are things that you'll come back to that you'll go, oh, that was when I experienced this high level of joy, or, you know, high level of love. So that's some ideas for you. But for you, it's going to be different. And for me, it's different when I do it. I mean, I use different things at different times based on what I need. So first, we're going to do this. Imagine a great big green flower spinning in the middle of your chest clockwise, okay? So get that flower, that big green open flower spinning in the middle of your chest clockwise. Okay, get that going clockwise. Spin it faster, okay? Spin it faster. Now, when you have it spinning nicely, I want you to pretend you are blowing your breath out of your heart, okay? Blow your breath out of your heart through the center of that flower, and then suck energy in through the flower. Now you blow the spinning flower out, suck it in. That spinning, you're blowing in and bringing it back in and blowing it out. Okay, so you've got your flower spinning, you've got the air going out and in. Now when you're ready, put in the person or the thing that you've chosen that you love most dearly, that gave you the most incredible experience of love you've ever had, what brought tears of joy to your eyes, reuniting with someone you hadn't seen in years, just hugging them. Put that in the middle of your heart. And now see it in your imagination. Just feel it. Feel it. Love. Dial it up. Turn up that love. We're going higher. Let's go higher. More love. Oh my gosh. This love is just surreal. Feel it. Sit there for a minute. Enjoy it. Pull it in. Give yourself chills. Now just sit there and feel that energy center wide open. I can literally see you doing this psychically at this moment, and it just brings tears to my eyes. I really, really hope that you'll continue to do this during the week, and that in the moment that you feel the most love, that you could ask a question. Please help me with this particular problem, and you will receive an answer some way during the week. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about being psychic. If you heard Diane's interview last week, she talked about there's various types of psychic senses. Just like we see, hear, taste, and smell, and feel, as psychics, we also have a higher level of each of those. Clairvoyance is when you see psychically through your third eye. Today, we did clairsentience. We felt with our heart chakra. So this is opening up another psychic sense. And you can concentrate on both of them at the same time. Now, we're not going to do that today on the show, but you just opened your heart. And I'm just, you know, I want you to really enjoy the rest of the program if you're feeling so good. But I want to confirm that whenever you have a question about yourself, or you don't know if you're kidding yourself about something, drop that question into your heart and go, what's the truth? What's the truth? I'll be honest with myself. Okay, that's the truth. And you feel it, and it gives you the most incredible peace of mind. You just know yourself. You feel yourself. And then you start to feel the feelings of others. You have more empathy. Diane talked about being an empath. She's clairsentient. She feels them. She feels spirit. She feels what they're feeling. And you can do that too. So one of the things I do besides being psychic is I also do mediumship. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with that, is that I have, you know, people who have crossed over come to me. And I'd be happy to do that kind of reading for you. I know that someone you put in your heart may have passed away. And again, if you would like to, you know, have a conversation with them, you know, please give me a call. Okay, so these are our invocation method for today. And what I'm going to do for the next half hour is I am going to take callers and I am going to try to stay in this very high state of love so that I can give my callers a reading as if they are me, what I would want to hear in exactly their situation. And that's what we do when we are helping someone else, even if we're not doing it psychically. So I think, Courtney, we're ready for our first caller.
Awesome. Well, up first, we have Holly, and Holly is calling from Michigan. Welcome to the show, Holly.
Hi.
Hi, Holly. Where do you live in Michigan?
Hi, in Dearborn.
Okay. I live in Ann Arbor. It's
nice
to have somebody from Michigan. You're the first Michigan caller I've ever had.
Oh, now I feel special.
You are very special. Only somebody who knows how they can use their hand for a map understands us.
Exactly.
Exactly. So what have you got for me today, Holly?
Well, I was working somewhere for 2 years, and out of the clear blue, last week I got a text saying that there was a change in personnel at my job, and I'm wondering if it was anything of my fault, or if it's on the company's part, and if you see, like, where my career path is headed next.
Okay. So what I'd like to hear, because it helps me tune into your vibration, if you could just say the month and the day of your birth. You don't give me the date, just the month and the day. What is that?
April 10th.
April 7th, okay.
10th.
Oh, April 10th, okay.
Yes.
Sorry, sometimes it's a little hard to hear. All right, and your first and middle name?
Holly Ann.
Okay.
Don't tell no one that. My mom only calls me that.
I promise I won't use it. Just to your benefit. Okay, Holly, let me just say that, you know, if we had a half hour to answer your question, I wouldn't ask for a clarification or information or, you know, specifics, because I would be getting that myself psychically. But so that we can get through your question more clearly, I might ask you for some clarification and more detail so we can go faster. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. All right, so 2 weeks ago you were given notice?
Yeah, through via text.
Through it. Real nice text. I just love their etiquette. Okay, all right. So first you want to know if there was any problem between personnel and you for you being let go.
Correct. Well, more or less, if it was in fault of my work. I'm work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. So you just want to know if it was just totally because of the change in personnel, if it was impartial, or if they were getting rid of you because of something that they'd never told you about.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. So now I'm going to be looking clairvoyantly, so it takes a minute for me to get the symbols up. Okay, here we go. Okay, what I see is that you have a very regal manner. You come forward to people as being, you know, dignified and very in touch with your spiritual self. You are spiritually gifted yourself. Now, I want to just talk about this a little bit before I go to the job. Okay, so what happened when they let you go, and this is just common sense, but I am also seeing this, is that it really made your spirits drop. It's really, you know, you're usually an up person, but it really hit your spirit. You know, you feel down and confused. And this is something that I'm getting that you can just work on directly. The termination was completely impartial. It was cold. What I saw when I looked for the personnel people, all I saw was a steel beam. That they were cold and, you know, had no heart, no empathy. They just, you know, it was just like building a building. You were just like a brick to them, you know. And that is what you felt. So because you are so spiritually sensitive, their coldness is what affected you and lowered your spirits. And so if you can raise your spirits up and just realize it was all on them, it was all on them. It had nothing to do with you. Nothing. It was completely impartial.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you developed your spiritual gifts at all?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I would encourage you to try a little bit of psychic work just to see how that goes for you, because you have a very strong color that indicates psychic ability. And it's so strong that I thought you were using your ability right now. So, you know, if you open up to that, you know, that talent is there for you to tap into, okay? Okay,
okay.
So before we go on to go ahead. Do you have another question?
I'm sorry, what?
That's okay. I just wanted to talk to you before we go into your career now about your soul contract and the spiritual lesson that you are working on all of your life. For your whole life, this is going to come up over and over and over again. And that is that you are learning about leadership. And so I would imagine that whatever you do, that you, whether you lead from behind or you lead in an obvious position, that you always attract people who need you to lead them. But you also need to know when to be a follower and when to just cooperate. And that's harder for you, actually, than being a leader with this spiritual lesson, because you're really, really good at being a leader. So, were you a leader in your past job?
No, not in past job, but I've in past jobs to that, I was.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, the first thing I would tell you, and this is just based on your soul contract, is that I would look for jobs that have some kind of leadership possibility for you, some kind of leadership component. Even if it isn't a supervisor position or a manager, something where you are collaborating with a team and you're the team leader or something. But let me just look at this psychically for a few minutes and let me see what I can find here for you.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on here just a second. Okay. I immediately saw you working what the telephone type of job, where you would be on the telephone. It's like a major, major aspect of this job. Have you worked in customer service before, or are you interested in doing, you know, working with people on the phone?
I used to own my own business at one time, so I like communicating with people. I like meeting new people and interacting with new, you know, different types of people.
Okay. So the job that I see, it's like a call center. Okay. I get that it's a call center, but this would be a temporary job. Okay. Let's see what else I can get here. Yeah. The call center job will really perk you up just because it gives you some financial security while you're getting to your next real milestone of what you're really going to be working on. What is your education background?
I have associates in business.
Okay, great. All right, so let me just look at you possibly having your own business again. Would you be interested in that? Should I look at that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Explore all my options.
Okay. Okay. It definitely shows that it wouldn't give you enough. It wouldn't provide enough for you, and I'm not sure if it's, I don't know if it's money or satisfaction, but it just showed me immediately that it wouldn't give you enough. Okay. Let's see what else you've got here. Okay, I see the symbol of a car, like working in the automotive industry. And, of course, you live in Dearborn. Right. Have you thought about seeking work at one of the major automobile companies?
I work at Ford.
What did you say?
I used to work at Ford Motor Company.
Okay. All right. So is this the job where you just left?
No. The job that I just left was a cleaning position, actually in an automotive warehouse.
Okay. So what I saw very clearly was that you would be in a higher position, you know, not just a worker, but something that was more like a profession in a car industry. And I did not see the symbol well enough to get what car company it was. I can try to look at it again just a second. I'm not getting it right. I'm seeing symbols of old cars, like they're playing with me. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just because they want you to have the free will to look for what you want, or you might change your mind about what you want to do in the future. So, but that's the direction I would look. I would look for a professional type of job in the car industry.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds great. I will see what I can explore.
Yeah, let me know, you know, get on my website and give me some feedback. I'd love to hear if you find something. That's really nerve-wracking. Okay?
Okay,
all right,
thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Up next, we have Kathleen from Michigan. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hello.
So where on the hand are you?
I'm actually like just outskirt of the Detroit, Livonia area.
Yeah, Livonia. That's
I'm in Livonia.
I love Livonia. Great place.
Thank you.
Okay. What can I do for you today, Kathleen?
I'm just curious about my oldest daughter and her relationship right now that she is in.
Okay. And could you repeat your first and middle name for me?
Sure, Kathleen Marie.
Oh, pretty. OK. Okay, and your day and month of birth?
I'm sorry?
Could you give me just the day and month of your birth? Not the year, just the day and the month.
7/11.
Okay, great. All right. So let's just start with the daughter. What's her first name?
Jessica.
Okay, Jessica. Hey, I'm saying Jessica is a very, very oriented around being female. She is really strongly identified with the cultural aspect of being feminine and female. Let's see what else. And having a boyfriend is part of that in terms of it being important to her in terms of the cultural norm. So part of the way that you can reach her if it's not going well is to talk to her about, you know, being independent as a woman, you know, being able to manage on your own, you know, not necessarily talking about the boyfriend, but just in general, you know, bringing up the strengths that an individual woman has to take care of herself. Okay,
yeah.
Let me look at the boyfriend. Okay. Yeah, because she's more of a traditional, the way she looks at herself is more of, you know, she needs a man kind of thing. Okay, let's see what else I got here. Okay, what I see about the boyfriend is that he has the mindset of he has to be tough. There's some sort of he was hurt, and he maintains this toughness that people perceive about him. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not open and friendly and easy to approach because of that. He's defended.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they going to be together, though?
Well, do you mean are they heading toward a more serious relationship? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we get here. No. No, they're not.
Good.
No, it's going to burn out. It'll burn out. I literally see two wires that are separating and curling up and burning out and off on their own. So, yeah, it's not. Yeah.
So when can you see soon? Or
time is the hardest thing for a psychic to tell you because well. So I'm not going to say, you know, because you can be confident it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to be wrong about the time.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm not getting it. Did you have any? Oh, I wanted to tell you about your soul contract. Are you interested in that?
Sure.
Okay, great. So what you are working on in this lifetime, and this will always come up for you, is desires. That you have desires for maybe, there can be all kinds of desires. You can have desires for power. You can have desires for things. You can have desires for money. I mean, and usually a person with this soul contract picks, you know, like the area that they are going to desire. So I would say from what I read from you is money. That you have a desire for money. Is that true?
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Not good. Not good.
Now, let's just, you know, look at that overall as a spiritual lesson, okay? So
money
is great. I mean, I say take as much money out of the world as you want because, you know, we want everybody on earth to be comfortable and happy and just have everything they need, a swimming pool in every backyard is what I say. But there's limited resources, and this isn't the most ideal, you know, civilization right now. So we only get into trouble with money when we have a desire for it that interferes with relationships, that hurts us financially, that, hurts us with other people as far as, you know, they judge us, you know. So the area that you're moving toward, whether you have a lot of money or you don't have a lot of money, is to know inside yourself that you are great. You are a great being, whether you have, you're a billionaire or whether, you know, you are living in just a regular life. So it's the sense of, I'm really a spirit. I'm not in this body, you know, forever. This is a temporary thing. And money is only a temporary thing. And your spirit is eternal. And so as you work on that concept and work on spiritual growth, the other stuff will just fall away naturally. You don't have to think about or worry about it. You know, just try to work on something that'll make it less important. You know, like...
That's good,
like,
because my husband just got laid off.
Oh.
Just today.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Wow,
but
what is going on over there?
Yeah.
Right over by you. Holly lost her job. Oh,
I'm sorry.
So, Holly, the previous caller, just lost her job. Yeah, and she's over in, what was it, Dearborn.
Okay.
So,
and hopefully it's just temporary. It's just kind of like a temporary, but still, it's just like, oh, no, you know, I'm always worrying.
So, you know, I'm so glad you tuned in because, you know, I'd really like if you made a relationship with the radio show and, you know, what we're doing, if you feel like it, if it feels like it would be fun, you know, here's a place where you can, is no money, just a lot of fun, be playful. And I just hope you'll come back and you know, be a part
of
it.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Great.
I'd love to.
Great. And I just ask all the listeners, all of our listeners, to pull in some divine energy for Holly and for Kathleen right now. We're all pulling in some divine energy to bring that those resources to you that you need. Thank you so much for calling in, Kathleen.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, up next, you have another caller from Michigan. It looks like we have a lot of callers coming in from Michigan today. Up next, we have Leah, and she is obviously in Michigan. Welcome to the show, Leah.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm having so much fun. Oh, my goodness.
Good.
I just love doing this. I can't believe how lucky I am to be getting a chance to do this in my life. Do you have a question for me today?
I'm kind of concerned on what direction my the company and my job in the company is going. That's my big concern right now.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And of course, love life and everything else. But I mean, who doesn't want to know about that?
I'll just tell you everything's where you're going to be in a year and how everything's worked out. Okay. So could you just repeat your first and middle name for me?
Leah Anna.
And what is the day and the month you were born?
11/11.
Okay. All right. So let me just get into your job here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I see about your job for you is that you are doing it reluctantly. It's sort of like dragging for you, like not, you know, making you excited. You are a very, what you see is what you get kind of person. I mean, to say you're really trustworthy and solid and, you know, people know they can come to you and you're going to get the job done, but you are having a hard time inside yourself doing that. Is that right?
Yeah, it's I actually love my job, but it's been very stressful with cash, you know, cash flow and things like that at the job. So it's just been a lot really stressful, and it has been the same kind of thing over and over the last couple of weeks. There's not been any relenting of the problems, I guess. So it does get, yeah, it does make me go, ugh, I don't want to wake up this morning and go to work.
yeah. Okay, that's what that is. And so it's a temporary situation. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
So you would like to know then sort of the mega picture about how is that company going to do? Is this going to clear up? Is that right?
Yeah, there's another company that might be buying into it, and I'm afraid if they come in, that, you know, they'll be like, oh, we've got, you know, an accounting department in our main location. We don't need you anymore. Not just me, but like my other coworkers and stuff who have families. I kind of am concerned about them as well. But you know, I have to be selfish and go, what about me?
Okay. Well, what I see is the larger company is not going to take over.
Okay.
I see a most definite break between those two companies.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me just look at the money situation for the company that you're working for. Okay, what do we need here? What does this company need? Okay, so everybody's energy is being really taxed. What I see is what you need is like, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the sun. I'm seeing yellow energy coming into the company. The people need to, you know, get regenerate. They need to feel like the sun's come out. They need to get their energy going. You know, if you could start that with your people, you know, just, you know, try to lift yourself up in knowing that it's going to be okay, and then lifting up the people around you just with your mood. Yeah. Just what you need is, you know, some optimism. That's the word, optimism. Okay?
Into the doom and gloom. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me, do you want to talk a little bit about your soul lesson, or is that
it
for today? Okay. So one of the things that you work on your whole life is a fear of loss, fear of death, fear of, you know, just sort of the unknown. And then on the other hand, you know, you are a very loving, lively person, and you want to be like that, but these fears plague you. And so for you, it's learning about how to let go of fear. And is that right?
Yeah, it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense.
Okay.
So
let me share a book with you. Just it says it has one sentence and it's all you need. It's called, oh gosh, I can't remember. It's something like the little prayer book you'll only ever need. And the prayer is, heal my fearful thoughts. And it is amazing. Heal my fearful thoughts. Heal my fearful thoughts. And anytime you're afraid, just, you know, pull that up. That's it.
That's a good prayer.
Okay.
Definitely a good prayer.
Good. Well, I thank you for calling in, Leah, and good luck with everything.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, thank you. Take good care.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Cindy, we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show, so I'd like to give it back to you.
Okay, great. So what I would like to emphasize is that everybody try their heart opening and, you know, putting love in your heart. And the other thing is that I just want to announce again that we have a psychic beginning certificate that's free. You know, I know you see all these psychic classes that cost all this money, but this is for free for you just by doing 6 of the psychic methods that we've learned on the show. And all of those are on the Tumblr blog. So let me just briefly, quickly go over them again, and then you can look them up. So if you do Ho'oponopono, which is a Hawaiian invocation, and all of the evidence for how that works is on the blog, and that comes from Hawaii, or if you do the meditation that came from the Upanishads, that are 7,000 years old, and that's in the eye chakra, that's the second one. The third one is using 2 Hebrew letters in the third eye to get into a higher dimension by pulling those letters together. So then we tried psychic methods that were like the invocations that we did. The first method was to look into our third eye and just wait patiently for maybe up to a minute or two until an object appeared to our sight. And so what you do while you're waiting, you can, some people like scribble on a piece of paper so they don't get distracted and think they're creating the object. Or you can just keep saying to yourself, object, please show yourself. The other thing is we had a second method, which was either seeing or hearing an answer to a pressing question. So some people, you are naturally clairaudient, and you will hear answers to things that you ask. Or some of you are clairvoyant, and so again, you look in your third eye, ask a question, and ask for the symbol that will give you the answer. So I might ask a question like, what can help me at my job? And I'll see a hammer, a great big hammer, pounding on an anvil. And for me, that will mean work hard, you know. So you'll get something like that. The third was, again, this ancient method of pulling the 2 letters together in the third eye. And fourth was today, and that is opening your heart and feeling the love in your inside your heart all the time. Keep focusing on it, whatever happens, you know. Have your pictures, your little pile of pictures that you go through every day to keep love in your heart. And pull your love up and, you know, really, really ramp it up. And, you know, make those flowers spin, the purple one on your eye chakra and the green one on your heart chakra. And see if that doesn't really improve things for your life. Because those are powerful invocations and methods. So all of that is there on the Tumblr blog, Psychic Sandbox, all one word. The lemonade recipe is on the blog. I'm really, really pushing the lemonade. So we enjoy summer together. And all of the all that you need to do for that certificate is to email me which methods you've used, what your results were, and then we'll have a conference call and talk about your psychic abilities, and then you will receive the certificate. So we've presented 4 on the show so far. So the next 2 weeks, I'll present 2 more, and then you'll have everything you need to get your certificate. So next week, we'll be turning to a modern method taught by Eckhart Tolle using the power of now. And we will be learning another clairsentient method for invoking divine energy and getting feeling into our energy body. And this is very good for psychic mediums to move the frequency of a vibration even higher than we use at the psychic level. And I just want to end the show today by thanking everyone who listened, all the people who called in. Our music today is thanks to Jason Shaw. Our producer, who is awesome, is Courtney Overfield, psychic medium. We want to thank you all, and we hope that you'll join us in the Psychic Sandbox next week.